It's Jeff Sweatman here in the Corner Lounge on 106.1 The Corner. Today we're visiting with longtime frontman for Violent Femmes, and he's got a new album out, Gordon Gano and the Ryans, Under the Sun. You should definitely check it out. We welcome into the Corner Lounge via the phone. Gordon, how's it going?
Fine.
Good to talk to you, and I wanted to let you know first off that it ends up being kind of ironic, I guess, that I first heard about you and your music and Violent Femmes from a friend in a church youth group.
All right.
Back when I was a kid, so
I don't think that's ironic, but I don't know you. Maybe that's where some of it go. He was what? He was in a church youth group?
Yeah. That's part of it. Yeah.
That's the part maybe I'm missing.
Well, and I knew you had a little bit of a church background, maybe, growing up.
Not a little. Big. My father, who's retired now, pastored churches for many, many years, all when I was growing up. He was a minister of a church.
Well, and I just wanted to thank you personally for kind of opening my mind to a whole plethora of musical ideas, and that first album of yours had a big effect on me and my musical development, so I appreciate that.
Okay, well, you're welcome. Now, did it help you? Like, I remember I have heard people say, specifically come up to me and say, with the guitar and with the violin, which now I've been playing a little more often, and I have gotten better after 30 years. I'm a little bit better on the fiddle. But I've had people come up to me over the years, every once in a while, and say, I play violin because I saw you, or I play guitar. And I realize it means because somebody saw it and thought, well, I can do that. You know, it's like, that isn't really much of anything. I inspire people by setting the bar very low. And it's an honor, really.
No, not at all. Just by being unique and just like nothing I've ever really heard. So I appreciate that. And I really did enjoy your first solo effort, Hitting the Ground, which dates back to, I guess, what, 2002 or so?
Yeah, that sounds about right. And thank you. Yeah. And that was called, it was solo in the sense of it wasn't with Violent Femmes, but it certainly wasn't any kind of normal solo record because of all the guest artists. I don't know, everybody's, you know, lead singing. There were tracks which I wasn't on and some which I were, and it was originally made for a film which never got released, so that was where that concept came about, of me being on a quote solo record that I'm just appearing intermittently.
Well, and was that the idea behind that one? Did you kind of write those songs with certain people in mind then to sing them?
Usually not. One exception was John Cale. I wrote it on a little keyboard, trying to play like him and trying to do something that I felt like would be in a style of songs which I've heard him do, which I love. And yeah, and then the wonderful thing to be able to then have him do it and make significant and huge improvements on what I had done, but it's like, yeah, that's what I was thinking. That was perfect. With the others, there would be often ones which weren't even the first people that I called, because there were there was a number of people that said, thank you very much, love your work, but this isn't right for me, or something like that. But very happy with everybody on that record. And that's not why we shouldn't be talking about that one right now, but it's good. But anyway, well, then I had a friend who said, you blew it. After all these years, you have a solo record and you're not even on it. You missed your chance. And maybe she was right. But this is now, and now here, this to me, it's, again, it's solo in that there's my name on it and it's not Violent Femmes. But it's a collaboration, and that's why the Ryans are there with their name as well, just because it's the music is all originally written by them, and then they handed it off to me, and I came up with different ideas for lyrics and other musical ideas as well, and then we worked them all out together. But it's really it's very much a 50-50 collaboration.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was wondering what exactly they brought to the table, and I figured they must have been pretty important since they get equal billing on the album and songwriting credits and all of that good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it wouldn't exist without them, but it also wouldn't exist without me. I mean, it really, and it doesn't come out the way of, you know, if they did something and when they do something that I'm not involved with, it comes out different. When I do something that they're not involved with, it comes out different. It's absolutely a collaborative effort.
Yeah, and where did you first come across those guys? Billy Ryan and Brendan Ryan are from the Bogmen, for people who aren't familiar.
Yeah, guitar and keyboards from that group. And I met them right when the group was splitting up, and I wasn't familiar with the group, and then found out that we did have something in common, and that Jerry Harrison had produced, each one of us had a record that Jerry had produced, the Jerry Harrison of Talking Heads, Modern Lovers, and Solo Records, and also lots of production. This is a quick thing in case somebody doesn't know Jerry Harrison.
Right, right.
And so that was fun and a surprise that we had that in common. We all lived in the same neighborhood. We had some same friends, so at some point somebody made an introduction. And we'd spend time hanging out, talking about music, and that's where the idea came up about handing off some music to me. They've done scoring for films through the years and other kinds of TV or other kinds of work, and they really liked my songwriting and wanted to see if I would have lyric ideas or song ideas based, you know, with these. Sometimes they were very very fully realized and worked out pieces of music, and arranged but other times it would just be a riff or two, and then what I would come up with that, or what I'd get inspired by, and I definitely was inspired, and I'm very, very happy with how this turned out.
Yeah, and was it a thing where then you had a bunch of finished music and you had to kind of shop it around for a label, or did you have label interest from the beginning, or how did that work out?
The whole process took a long time because we were always doing other things, and then when we had it finished, we started getting it around to some people and seeing what the interest was, and Yep Rock is the label which it's out on, and they by far were just saying we absolutely love it and it's great and we want to do it, and so that's what we did.
Cool. We're talking with Gordon Gano here in the Corner Lounge on the phone lines on 106.1 The Corner. The new album is out now, called Under the Sun, Gordon Gano and the Ryans. And it seemed like touring and word of mouth made the Violent Femmes into the phenomenon that it became. What advice would you give to today's, some of these stars of the blogosphere, if you will? Some of the bands haven't even been in a band long enough to tour. They don't even go out on tour. In some cases, they put a song up on MySpace or something, and then all of a sudden they get all this buzz on the internet. Especially when, I'm thinking, I guess, of mainly a band like Vampire Weekend that comes out with such a great debut album, and then, you know, what advice would you give to them going forward as they make another album or two beyond that?
Well, I'm got a grin on my face right now because of the way that you've put this is it's obvious that they don't need my advice. It is so obvious that there's nothing, you know. And I don't really have any anyway, but even if I did, they don't need it. And yeah, they do. It sounds to me like they're doing just fine.
Right, right. Well, what's your, maybe a better question is, what is your take on the current state of, like if Violent Femmes were coming out today, for example, what do you think the differences would be?
Well, I don't know. I mean, yeah, there's so much that's different and has changed and is changing. So, I'm still not good with these. I'm not really good with these kind of questions. in some respects, because of how I came up and what I did and we did with Violent Femmes, and then getting our foot in the door slightly. If things had stayed more like that, that probably would have suited me fine because that's what I was familiar with. But everything but things have changed. I had a lawyer friend of mine in the business tell me that, what did he say? We were discussing something related to a contract, and he said, basically everything that you've ever learned from your years of experience in the music business means nothing now. Anyway, he said something like, you grew from a puppy into a dog in like a world that is completely irrelevant. That's not at all, there's nothing you can draw from there anymore.
Right. Yeah, it is a totally different world of music now.
I don't know. Although, hey, this is one thing the same.
Yeah, exactly.
A phoner.
That's what they
call
them.
I think that's how it's still called in the biz. Phoner.
That's what we call them. We were just laughing about that the other day.
One thing's the same. But also one thing that is the same is going and doing a live show.
Exactly.
Which is, there's still, I remember one time I saw I forget which of the late night shows, who it was, but Ringo Starr was being asked, you've been in the business for so long, there's so much which has changed, what's different about being on tour now or doing a show now than it was when you started? And Ringo's answer was, there's no difference. You get in, you do the show, you get out. Nothing has changed. Now, that was a while ago.
Right.
But even still, the live aspect, I think there's a lot more which has stayed the same. But getting music to people, finding an audience, or having people connect. And I mean, record stores are almost gone entirely. That used to be a major thing. So, where it's an actual physical location that people would sometimes even just hang out at.
Right.
That's like, those are few and far between now.
Right, right. Well, speaking of touring, how extensive are the tour plans with the Ryans? Are you doing a bunch of shows, or do you look forward to maybe doing another album with them in the future?
Well, we're doing some shows here and there, and we're open and interested for more. It's just, I think we'll have to see how things go, really, of what the interest is for this project and this band. And I think a major thing with that is having people find out about it because, the record's been out, maybe 3 weeks now, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And when I talk to people, if anybody that I happen to mention it to doesn't know that it's out, and they know me, but they don't even know I have a record out, so it's like, but it'll just take a little bit of time, I think, to have people find out about it. And I think that based on when we play live shows, the response has been great, for people hearing material that they don't already know and can't already sing along to. And we've been getting great response when we play live. So we'd like to do more of it. And we have some offers that keep popping up. And as far as more recording, definitely. Definitely, because there's even more songs that are recorded, and there's a whole lot more that we wrote together, myself and the Ryans. So it's a definite.
Cool. Well, thanks so much, Gordon, for your time. We've been talking with Gordon Gano, and the new CD is out now, Under the Sun, under the name Gordon Gano and the Ryans. Thanks so much for giving us a few minutes out of your day for this special phoner.
Thank you.